This week on the Hot Seat, we are speaking with the Minister of Municipal Affairs, Mrs. Tracy Allard, also the MLA for Grand Prairie. And welcome back, Ms. Allard. I guess the first question I have for you is that, and this one actually came up from when I was trying to get some information from your department, specifically your press secretary, Justin. I had asked for taxing information on how breakdowns work out, and he said, hold with me on that. We're going to have some information for you soon, and alas, here we have a big announcement about it. So quite a bit of comprehensive information. I don't even know if we have enough time to get into all of it, but what demand brought on this vast information that you're releasing?
Great question. So I'll just back up a little bit. This was actually in our platform when we ran in the last election. So this is a promise made that we committed to Albertans, and I'm proud to say it's a promise that we've kept to Albertans. Announcing it yesterday felt like a really good piece of news and a really good step forward for democracy, in my opinion. I think that all governments should be held to account and be transparent, and certainly the municipal level is no different. And so all of this information, it's important to note, was already available in the public realm. It just wasn't collated together in a format where people could easily look at it. And this product created an interface where everyday Albertans and municipal leaders alike can go on and find the information they need at the click of a mouse.
Now, I know in the case of one thing, and I guess it's the amount of information out there. I know one of the things that I was looking for specifically to say, okay, how much of this tax base relies on oil and gas? How much relies on commercial? How much relies on residential? And the amount of information. So I guess in terms of that, number one, how thorough did you want to be? And number two, how long did it take your department to access all this information before you came to the recent announcement?
Well, the interesting thing is, again, this information has been collected for a number of years. It just hasn't been put together in one place. And so the bulk of the work, and kudos to my department, several members of my team worked tirelessly to ensure that this interface was user-friendly and that it was functional. One of the pieces that I like to highlight is that if a resident, let's say a resident of Grand Prairie, where I'm from, put in a comparator and they wanted to compare Grand Prairie to, say, Calgary, there's going to be some metrics in the database that aren't really fair comparators, and the program is going to tell you, it's going to flag that for you and tell you why. So I think it's really important to remember that you want to the best of your ability, compare apples to apples. And also, this will be an iterative process. So every year, we'll add more data to the database, and we'll improve and tweak, if you will, what's already there.
Yeah, I have to say, in terms of the interface yesterday, I was playing around with it yesterday, and I did notice that when I put, it's ironic that you use Calgary, I put Calgary versus the MD of Pisa next to each other, and when I saw they were both red, I realized, not a fair comparison. So
yeah.
The system definitely knows that. Now, also, in terms of this type of information, this is a starting point, and you had mentioned, Minister, it's been out there for a while, but do you see this as something that, I'm not sure what kind of information you can add, but do you eventually see information being able to be added, different types of metrics being added to this?
I definitely think so. You know, one of the things we've been asked for is if, you know, it's got the acronym or the nickname of the fiscal report card, courtesy of the Premier, and people have been asking, can you give cities a grade? If that's not on there, I'm sure that you could see that, and I don't know that that will be where we'll go, but I do think that it helps Albertans to see and have reasonable comparisons to communities of like size and composition. I still think there's work to do. I've worked under metrics my whole career, and I know that sometimes metrics can be deceiving. It's like statistics. You can sort of make them say what you want. And so I would caution people not to put all of their stock in that, but I also believe it will be a tool for municipal leaders, not only to see where they're at as a snapshot in time, but where they're trending. You know, if I was, say, the mayor of Grand Prairie or a counselor in the piece, I could see year over year, are we going in the direction we'd like to be going in? And I think that's as important as anything. So I hope that this will be helpful for people. Again, it's a promise that we made, and it's a promise that we kept to Albertans. And I think also it's important to note that the business community is really in favor of this. The Alberta Chambers of Commerce has come out and said how impressed they are, and very excited to see this rolling out.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I guess in terms of that, we are wrapping up the year here, only about 2 weeks or so to go until 2021. And I know one of the big highlights for you, obviously, in August, being named to this portfolio of municipal affairs. Minister, what are the last, I would say, almost 4 months been like for you?
You know, it's been so busy and so exciting. I actually have really enjoyed the work. I'm a people person and I'm a collaborative person by nature. And so for me, this portfolio is really cool. I get the opportunity to work on important policy pieces, but I also have about half of my time is in relationship building and liaising with municipal leaders right across the province. You know, I truly believe that the most compassionate thing we can do right now is to create jobs right across the province. And I believe that when we tap into the collective wisdom of leadership from one end to the other, from east to west, north to south, that's when we're really going to win together.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I know personally you even had an experience with COVID yourself. And I ask that just because, I mean, and one thing I want to preface here is that everyone's experience can be very, very different. What was that like for you? How did it feel? And how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling well. Thank you for asking. Yes, I have the dubious honor of being the first minister to get COVID, I think in Canada. So I was national news for about a week there, much to my chagrin. But I am very blessed and fortunate that my experience with COVID was quite mild. But I will say this, I hesitate to say that too readily because I know that that is not the case for a lot of people. As a matter of fact, I just heard a story yesterday about a family that got together for Thanksgiving and both grandparents, one has passed away and the other one is about to from COVID. And so, you know, there's a gravity to this situation that I think we have to remind people. And I know that restrictions and measures can be challenging, but I also know that there's a cost that will be paid if we're not careful. So we're constantly working to protect lives and livelihoods.
Yeah, definitely. That's got to be a tough balance to achieve. And in the talking about that as well, obviously, the measures that were enhanced. And I was talking with one of your ministerial colleagues about this, Minister Schweitzer. And one of the things that he had mentioned in terms of it, and that I was saying to him, is that when we talk about these measures, I'm not sure necessarily lockdown is necessarily a right word to use when you compare it to Australia, where in some states in the country of Australia, if you were to drive more than 5 kilometers from your front door, you're technically at that point, you know, breaking the law. So there's been areas that have been more restrictive, but, I feel it's more restrictive. It's a fair comparison compared to how they do it around the rest of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, I agree with you. That's not the right term to use. But what I really want to say to Albertans and to your listeners is I want to paint the picture of hope. You know, I really believe this is the hardest month we're going to have. I hope that I'm right about that. I was very happy and excited to see vaccines arrive in Alberta yesterday. I believe that we're about to turn a corner. This is the inflection point. And while this might be a challenging Christmas, a different Christmas than normal, I encourage people to think about other ways that they can celebrate. I have a friend who is not able to be with her family this year, so instead, she is blessing each one of her neighbors and doing a little gift on their doorstep, obviously a COVID-safe gift, for the 12 days of Christmas. Just trying to brighten the neighborhood around her. And I believe that Albertans, that's embodies the spirit of Albertans. Albertans are generous, Albertans are thoughtful, and Albertans are resilient. And I believe that that's the kind of community things that we will see this holiday season that will be different, but nonetheless remarkable.
No doubt. I don't think I could have said that any better myself on that particular end. And obviously, for 2021, Minister, what are some of the big goals for municipal affairs going forward? I mean, obviously, we knew when you took over the portfolio, much like your predecessor, Minister Madu, you preach fiscal responsibility. So what are some of the big goals of municipal affairs for heading into 2021?
You know, I'm really excited about 2021. I have long said brighter days are ahead. And I believe brighter days are coming in 2021. Not only I believe in 2021 we'll get COVID in the rearview mirror at some point next year, but I also believe that it's a real opportunity. We've been working hard to build a stronger foundation in terms of our fiscal responsibility, our red tape reduction, and I believe 2021 is the year where we'll see jobs created. I really firmly think that visibly local results in community after community across this province, that's when we know we're winning, and I'm excited to attract investment. I'm excited to work along with municipal partners to get creative and think transformationally and really just bless our constituents. I'm very clear that we all serve the same taxpayer. We all serve the same resident. And it's when those residents' lives are changing that we know we've won. And I'm excited to see what will happen. I think we're going to see a lot of investment coming into the province. And I'm really excited to see how municipal leaders will work together differently than they have in the past.
All right, that's awesome. And I guess for 2021, you've also been on a huge mission of consulting with as many municipal leaders as possible. We see you've toured around the province quite a bit. Will that continue in 2021?
COVID permitting, absolutely. I am itching to get out on the road again. I can't wait to go into all those communities. I have a stack of invites waiting. I'm excited to meet business leaders in those communities. I'm excited to meet nonprofit leaders, faith leaders, healthcare leaders, education staff, teachers, school boards. I just can't wait to get out into those communities and see what's happening in them and help them achieve their goals.
Awesome. Well, great. Thank you very much for joining us, Minister, and all the best for the holiday season and all the best in 2021. Thank you for joining the hot seat today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
This is Minister Tracy Allard of Municipal Affairs, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.